Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Early on in Fred's story, we heard Senator McCain assert Republicans nationally are excited by the viability of Gabriel Gomez, essentially saying he has a good shot at beating Ed Markey. To find out if other Republicans outside of Massachusetts actually think that's true, we're joined now by James Homan, a national political reporter for Politico. Good morning, James, and thanks for speaking to us.
Great to be with you, Bob.
James, Senator McCain was pretty emphatic during the campaign event yesterday when he said that national Republicans are rallying behind Gabriel Gomez. Do you agree with that?
They would love to make this a competitive race. They remember what a shot in the arm it was when Scott Brown won in 2010. But privately, top national Republicans acknowledge that Gomez is a long shot, that a lot would have to break his way, that Ed Markey would have to make significant mistakes in order for this to break their way. That said, they do believe turnout is very low in these kinds of special elections. Congressman Markey has not had a competitive race since the 1970s. And so there's kind of a hope more than a belief that this could become competitive.
Let me ask you, what does hope on the Republican side translate into, do you think, for Gabriel Gomez? Does hope mean money? Does hope mean logistical support? Or does hope mean, yeah, good luck?
Hope means really, yeah, good luck. Gomez is attractive to national Republicans because he has money and can raise money. He's hired some top-notch GOP consultants. National Republicans are eager to give some air cover, like you saw with John McCain's visit yesterday. But McCain, candidly, is probably the only or one of three or four Republican senators who could plausibly campaign with a Republican in Massachusetts and not have it be hurtful. And so Republicans are trying to give some space and some distance because they don't want to hurt him the way that Scott Brown was hurt last fall when Elizabeth Warren just continually tied him to Mitch McConnell and national Republican leaders.
Does McCain get Gomez anything here in Massachusetts? He won just 36% of the vote in Massachusetts during the 2008 presidential race.
Turnout is going to be so low in this special election, and McCain actually does, one, galvanize conservatives who remain a little bit leery of Gomez after that letter to Deval Patrick trying to get the Senate seat. And two, it really helps with veterans. There's a sizable veteran population in Massachusetts. John McCain tests very well with them, and they are much more likely to show up in a low turnout off-year election because they see it as a sort of civic duty, kind of Reagan Democrat types who like and respect him, even if they didn't vote for him for president in 2008.
On the other side, the Democrat Congressman Markey has not yet tried to nationalize the race, linking Gomez to other Republicans up on Capitol Hill. You think that would be a good tack for him to take here now?
It's hard to attack Gomez because he doesn't have a voting record. He hasn't taken a lot of positions on these issues, on the Violence Against Women Act or certain amendments to certain bills. And Markey has his own paper trail. And I think it would work. Ultimately, they feel like they have enough to drive up his negatives without playing the Washington card hard. I also wouldn't be surprised if in the final weeks they start presenting him more and more as a potential 51st Republican vote.
James Homan, national political reporter for Politico. Thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
My pleasure. Thank you.